This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I am at the Lake Nicaea in the city of Nicaea, current day Iznik in Turkey. Why am I standing here on these blocks? Okay, these are the very foundations of the Basilica of the church where Jesus became God. You may be thinking, what am I talking about? This is where the Council of Nicaea took place. If you look behind me, that is the basilica where 318 bishops got together to debate the nature of Jesus Christ. Who is he? Is he God with capital G? Is he God in an inferior sense? Or is he a prophet of God, simply a man of God? Okay, Christian bishops came together because this was a huge dispute among the Christians at the time, and Emperor Constantine got all these bishops together to unite them because he wanted to rule Christians with peace. This was the Eastern Roman Empire. This is where Constantine had established his capital in the city of Constantinople. And Nicaea is not very far from Constantinople. So he built a palace here, and close to the palace, this basilica, this church was built by his family. And he invited all these bishops to come and debate the nature of Jesus Christ because he wanted the Christians to unite. Bishops came together from all over the Roman Empire and they debated for days, and they couldn't agree upon a doctrine or a creed, right? And opinions were divided. Arius was one of the Christian preachers here. He argued that Jesus cannot be God because he was born, he was begotten, he was generated. And if he had a beginning, he cannot possibly be God. God cannot have a beginning. And he was right about that. But another man called Athanasius argued that Jesus was God with capital G, on par with God the Father. And he was another manifestation of God in the person of Jesus Christ, basically, right? So God the Father is the supreme deity in the heavens, and then God on earth walking among human beings was Jesus Christ, but they were both the same being. They were both of the same essence, but two different persons. This is what Athanasius argued, and majority of the bishops did not find that very convincing. They didn't agree with that. They were more inclined to the view of Arius. And majority did not agree with Athanasius. But for some reason, Constantine had enough of this. And he said, okay, enough is enough. We have to unite. And he forced everyone to sign up to the current Creed of Nicaea that you can find online easily. You can go and see what the Creed of Nicaea is. Basically, it declared that Jesus Christ is God with capital G. He's not a God in an inferior sense. He's not a prophet of God, just a mere prophet of God. But rather, he is God in flesh, God with capital G, on par with God the Father, of the same essence. And Constantine used a Greek term that was imposed upon the Christian bishops at the time, and they had to agree with it. And the term was homoousios, the essence. Okay, basically God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ, are of the same essence. They are basically the same thing. Okay, same being, but two different persons. This is the absurdity that came up here. This shirk was established here at this very spot. At this very spot, this basilica, okay? And now look at it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Siru fil ard, fanduru kayfa kana aakibatul mukadibin. Go in the land and see what happened to those who came before you. And look what happened to this place. This is where Jesus became God, in this very spot. Okay, and look at it now. The city of Nicaea is in Muslim hands today. This is a Muslim territory. This is Turkey, Iznik, the city of Iznik. And Adhan is called every day, five times a day here. And in this very spot, Jesus became God. Millions of Christians around the world still believe in that. And only 300 bishops got together here. And majority of them were forced to agree with this position by Constantine, who himself later on disowned this position. On his deathbed, he was baptized by an Arian bishop. He disowned this very creed, which he himself imposed upon these 300 odd bishops. And many other major councils were held by same bishops who were present here to cancel this creed. But they couldn't do it because later Christian emperors like Theodosius, they forced this creed upon the masses, the Christian masses of the Roman Empire. 50 years after 325 CE, after the Council of Nicaea, another council took place in the city of... 50 years after the Council of Nicaea that took place here in 325 CE, in the year 381 CE, in the city of Constantinople, the Creed of Nicaea, or it was developed further, and the third person, the Holy Spirit, was added to the binity that was established here, and it became a trinity, okay, in the year 381 CE. And then Emperor Theodosius, who was ruling at the time, he forced that creed upon the Christians of the Roman Empire, okay, and that creed is called Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed. Why am I telling you all this? It is very important for us to join, for you to join us on these journeys to learn this history, so that you can be on the ground and take inspiration from history on the ground. We do these tours every few weeks. You can join one of these tours to Turkey and to Spain, inshallah ta'ala, so that you can learn history with myself and other historians on the ground, inshallah ta'ala, and take inspiration, because it is very important to visit these places and contemplate and ponder upon these past events that are so important in our world today. Okay, on that note, thank you so much. Visit halalgetaways.com for future dates. There is a tour of Spain coming up, and there are more tours of Turkey, Ottoman Turkey in particular, in the future. Join us on those tours. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.